The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.
Aoife O'Donoghue, who is in Kerry, she says, oh, there's blue skies in Kerry at the moment. Very good. She's going to have a go at waffle. So looking forward to talking to Aoife. And the way it works is I've got five keywords to go along with a topic yet to be revealed. And I will kind of get that. We'll go through all of you. You'll talk about this particular topic for 30 seconds. And then every time you get one right, you will hear the waffle ding. There it is. And then if you get all five of them, the ones that I have. There will be others, but the ones that I have, you will win €1,000. So very exciting. Aoife, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. Blue skies, I believe, in Kerry, yeah?
Yeah, well, we're expecting this heat wave tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
Right, okay. So it's obviously arrived in Kerry first.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll see what the day brings. We get right. Four seasons down here, so.
Okay. And what are the kids having for breakfast this morning?
The porridge is on the pot at the moment. The
porridge is on. Oh, God. Very good. So it's posh porridge then, is it?
Porridge with a dash of honey. Only the best.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. No better woman. Okay, well, they might be able to help you out with this, actually, I think. You know?
Okay, so, brilliant. Okay. I have NASA, who's 8, and I've Ronan, who's 5 with me.
Okay. Right.
So they might be able to help me.
Yeah.
So,
well, they can shout at you, but you say the words. We need to hear your voice saying the words. Is that okay?
Okay, that's okay. Great.
All right. So are you ready?
Just about as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. All right. Waffle is going to Kerry today, and hopefully we're going to get a win as well, where the skies are blue.
Today's waffle topic is
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, she's a singer. She's American. She's gone out with Barry Keoghan. What's the name of her song? Is it Cappuccino? No. Oh, what's the name of the song that she has? Espresso.
One more.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's so close.
You did brilliantly there. You said she was a singer. You were actually in order there. Singer, American. She's going out with Barry Keoghan. Cappuccino, wrong. But espresso. You got espresso, okay? And then the hit, the big one that's going around at the moment, it's the same word repeated 3 times. It's please, please, please.
Oh,
you
God,
know
okay.
It, don't you?
So close.
Oh, dear God. You're good at this. You are good at this. You're going to have to come back again, Aoife, okay?
I promise I will.
Okay, right. Thanks a million. Have a great day. How are you, Shona?
Hello,
how are you?
How's it going?
Grace, I felt sorry for Aoife there.
Oh, man.
She wasted so much time on the cappuccino,
I
think,
so
didn't
close.
She?
I was sure she was going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was 3 words repeated.
All she had to think of was just the one word. Yeah.
Keep saying it over and over again. Anyway, how are you? Are you okay?
I'm grand, yeah.
Shooting the breeze, eh? Just
relaxing, all good,
eh?
Yeah.
Here we are. Yeah.
I'm bursting to go to the toilet.
We'll go as quick as we can, okay?
Oasis
have made amends, and Taylor and Travis is a split on the cards.
That's
so
it,
Oasis,
bye.
Quick again. What's going on with Oasis?
Yeah, so a huge amount of Oasis fans were left disappointed and very angry when they didn't get their tickets. And apparently 10 million people tried to get tickets for these 17
really?
Dates. Yeah. So last night, Oasis tried to smooth things out and make amends, and they announced 2 additional Wembley dates.
Yeah.
So they confirmed that these tickets would be distributed through the
I'll
special...
I'll open the door for you now, okay?
So these would only be done through the ballot, so the special invitation-only sale to try and make the process a bit easier.
And what about dynamic pricing? Are they going to...
Yeah, so they addressed that as well. They said they want to make it clear that Oasis leave decisions on ticketing and pricing entirely to their promoters and management, and they had at no time had any awareness that dynamic pricing was going to be used. Mm. So I imagine that there will be 0 dynamic pricing on these 2 new dates.
Okay.
And I wonder, will there be additional Irish dates? There's no word on it yet.
I mean, well, they'll either try and get more in Croker or else they'll try and get Thomond Park and Parky
Cleeve. The demand is there.
And all that.
It would be great.
Yeah,
but
nothing yet.
Nothing
has been kind of notified.
But this
yet.
Is the first little kind of glimmer of hope that there might be, because...
Well, it was the first statement they made as well, wasn't it? After the whole thing.
So at least they're trying to make amends.
Sorry for keeping you there. Okay,
it's
right.
Okay.
Taylor and Travis is a split on the cards.
Yeah.
Come on. No, this looks like it's...
Listen, I was as surprised as you were, but earlier earlier on in the week, a leaked document started doing the rounds online, and it was reported to be a contract and a content strategy created by Travis Kelce's PR firm. So it had their kind of their letterhead, and it basically suggested that their relationship was fabricated, and it was essentially an outline of how they would handle the eventual breakup and the announcement of their split, which was dated 28th of September 2024.
So imminent.
It was imminent, yeah. So this spread like wildfire online. However, Travis Kelce's reps have shut down the rumour. They've enlisted the help of a legal team to tackle it. They're calling forgery because it was a logo used.
Yeah.
They're calling AI. So in an official statement, they say the document is entirely false, was not created, issued or authorised by them.
Very good.
Now,
but sure, I could get the head, of notepaper of anywhere and I could stick it up.
And the document was supposed to have been left on someone's desk and someone saw it and took a picture. Now, I don't think if you had a document that explosive that you would print it off and leave it on your desk.
Got your fob.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, right. See ya.
I'm ready
good
to go.
See you. Thanks very much. Bye.
Phew.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Yes, indeed. Ireland's smartest surname, a competition through September on The Breakfast Show, where the surnames across the country battle it out to be crowned all Ireland champions. Every day we'll pick three listeners who share the same surname and they're going to work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The three winning team members with the highest score at the end of this month will win an amazing prize. It's a four-night stay, a family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge in Fota Island, County Cork, for up to five people. Two dinners, Fota Island Adventure Experience, all in there as well. If you'd like to check out your prize before you enter this great competition, see photoisland.ie for the perfect family escape with walking trails, indoor swimming pool and the exclusive Cove restaurant. A lot of people talking about Cove restaurant at the moment. The Ryans are currently still top of the leaderboard with a fantastic score of 9. So let's speak to our latest contestants in Ireland's smartest surname. It's the Burns. Philip Byrne, first of all. Hi, Philip. How's the man? Are you well?
And good evening, you.
Excellent. Are you looking forward to this now?
I'm looking forward to it. 9 will be a big ask to beat, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if you work together, I'll explain the rules exactly now. We've got Sharina there as well, who's also on your team, another Byrne. So, yeah. Sharina, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. Well, great. We've brought the might of Dublin, north side and south side. You're a south sider, Sharina, yeah?
Oh, yes, I am, yeah.
And we've got Dave from the north side. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Sounds good. No, but all good.
Good man yourself. How are things on the north side?
All good, yeah.
Good. I'm sitting here in a studio on the south side at the moment, but I'll be back on the north later, okay? You can tell my tribe, okay? Okay, so we're ready to go with this. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. I'm going to have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. That's probably the best. It'll save time. I'm going to start with Philip, then I go to Sharina, then to Dave, and this will be repeated over and over and over for 90 seconds, okay? If it's not your question, you can't help either of your teammates with their questions, and all answers must be given before the clock ends on that 90 seconds. Okay, so do you want to do a last minute pep talk with each other just to kind of get yourself
let's
going?
Go, lads. Come on,
let's go. Let's do this.
Fight and talk there. Fight and talk. Okay, we're going to start with, let me see, who's first? Oh yeah, Philip, you're going to be first, right? So I'm going to start the clock. 90 seconds on the clock and we start now. Philip, in the current TV version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, how many lifelines do you get?
3.
Sharina, which scale is an earthquake measured on?
Beaufort.
Dave, what name is singer Stephanie Germanotta better known as?
Pass.
Philip, what three colours make up the Belgian flag?
Black, yellow and red.
Sharina, which cartoon character lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
Dave, which fashion designer goes by the initials YSL?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Philip, who was the first presenter of the TV show Big Brother?
Davina McCall.
Sharina, in what city were the 2004 Summer Olympics held?
Miami, sorry.
Dave, in which language does konnichiwa mean hello?
Japanese.
Philip, who directed the movie Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
Sharina, which fast food chain slogans is finger licking good?
KFC.
Dave, who played the character Walter White in Breaking Bad?
Bryan Cranston.
Philip, how many US states begin with the letter F?
4.
Sharina, Sonia Fowler is a fictional character in which UK soap?
EastEnders.
Dave, who are the current FA Cup champions?
Manchester United.
Philip, in what year did Riverdance make its debut at the Eurovision?
92.
Sharina, which famous British physicist wrote a... It was going to be a brief history of time and you would have got Stephen Hawking because I know
of
you're
course,
multi-intelligent.
Yeah.
Shauna, you've got the results for us here. What have we got?
Yes, well, Ian, I can tell you that the Burns answered 16 questions, but they manage to score 9 or more? Let's have a look at some of the wrong answers first. So, you have 4 lifelines in the current TV version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
They do the Ask the Host, don't they?
They do, they added one. Yeah. The earthquakes are measured on the Richter scale. Stephanie Germanotta is better known as Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Athens is where the 2004 Summer Olympics were held. Florida is the only US state beginning with the letter F. And Riverdance made its debut at the Eurovision in 1994.
Okay, so now I'm not sure now with all those ones whether we've done it or not.
Well,
like the Rhines have 9.
It's tight. Yeah. The scores have been counted and verified.
Yes.
And Ian, I can reveal that the Burns' incredible performance fast tracks them to the top of the leaderboard with a total of 10 points.
10 points! Close!
Well done, guys!
Yay! The Burns are in the lead. Well done, guys!
Cheers, you know.
Happy days.
Congratulations. Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you.
Smartest surname on Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.